Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
11:20 on a Thursday means we take it to the phone line to talk to one of our favorites. He is Rice University's own, a former NFL defensive lineman, and also that includes with your Houston Texans. He is one of my favorite Nigerians, and for that, I have to lean into something I saw on the internet. He is the chief. He's Chapman. Nduku DK. Kalu. ND, what's happening, my man?
Yeah. Why? You really sounded like one of my uncles right there. I was about to call you Unc.
That was me pairing it back because we both know that when a Nigerian is trying to gas you up, it's about 13 minutes of titles that you don't actually have.
Exactly.
You know, so, but I figured we don't have that time. We had to jump right into it. ND, how you doing, man?
Man, I am so good. I'm good. I'm excited about these Texans. I'm sure you're going to bring up the middle of the defense, but either way, I'm excited about
what's going on. I will, and this is the thing. We had a conversation during that game while it was still looking a little crazy before it got into the real fun parts about this, and I figured I need to flip it on its head, so I will start there. I'm talking about the interior of the defense, but can you, with your experience on the defensive line, explain to us just how impressive it is what the defense decided to do in putting Will Anderson Jr. up the middle to go up and absolutely obliterate a center in the way that he did.
Oh, that play was so nasty. I mean, that was probably one of my favorite plays of the game. Now, people do it. I mean, it's not anything new to take an athletic, physical edge rusher and move him around. We used to call it the Joker position, and you could either spy the quarterback or blitz from a two-point, which down defensive linemen love to do. You know, when you spend your whole – life in a three-point stance, there's something about being able to just work from a two-point stance. It just feels good. It feels cool. And the way he just ran through the center, I was like, goodness gracious. Like, the center knew he was coming.
Yeah.
Like, he saw him. The centers know, like, who's blitzing. And for him to know that it was coming and still get run over and pushed back to the lap of the quarterback the way he did, it just goes to show how powerful and explosive Will Anderson is.
Well, I left that game, and we talked about it earlier this week. I want to see more of that. I mean, that they were using him, as I put it, and maybe you disagree, kind of like Myles Garrett. You know, where do you want to put him? Is that something that can happen even with just the success of maybe one or two players where coaching staffs and players realize, hey, this is something we got to do more of?
No, absolutely, John. I'm with you 100%. And you brought up Myles Garrett, but the way moving a guy like Will Anderson in a two-point and having him off the line, it reminds me of what Micah Parsons was doing with the Dallas Cowboys. And I think Will Anderson, he's more of a moving forward, physical, where Micah Parsons can drop in coverage, flip his hips, and you want to utilize his entire athleticism. But when you move a guy like Will Anderson around, at the very minimum, it gives the offensive coordinator something else to think about. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times when you create schemes on the defensive side of the ball, when you have different packages, yes, you're doing it to have success, which is a tackle for a loss, a tackle, but it's also to make the offensive coordinator dig deeper into his bag, to make him think twice about certain plays that they're going to run. But yes, with what Will Anderson's able to do, you should absolutely do it more. But keep in mind, not every time he's lined up sure. off the line of scrimmage, he's going to run through the center, because you better believe Patrick Mahomes saw that play and he went to Andy Reid and said, "Hey, what are we going to do when this monster is lined up 5 yards off the ball?"
Yeah.
So they're going to come up with their own blocking schemes for that.
Yeah, but how much can you help in that circumstance? Because like my lesser understanding of this is like you can kind of help on the edges, helping up the interiors. Why that particular like a lineman thing is so dangerous and devious? Is there much you can do to try and support the interior in those circumstances?
Yeah, I'm not going to pretend to be an OC, but if I saw something like that, my first thought is, okay, I'm going to run the Texas route. And when you think Texas route, just picture the running back mm-hmm. running from the backfield. He initially starts towards the sideline, and then he cuts aggressively to the middle of the field. Because my thought would be, if Will Anderson's lining up there, the typical or traditional middle linebacker isn't there, and as he's sprinting up to demolish my center, there's going to be a quick gap in the middle. So you do something like that where you audible, you know, Texas. Well, obviously you won't say Texas route because that gives it away, but you'll say yeah. something like Lone Star, and then you have the running back run that Texas route, and it just keeps the defense honest. So even if it's not so much the blocking scheme, but there are certain things you can do just to continue to keep the defense honest.
As well as the Texans have been playing, Andy, including offensively outside of some red zone hiccups, could this be a true statement type game, and does that even resonate in the locker room?
No, well, here's the thing. I think because of the hole that they dug themselves in, you're in a position now where you dang near have to win out. And I'm not saying you have to win every single game, but again, because of the hole that you put yourself in, I thought last week the Colts were running high. You know, at the time they were ahead of the division, their offense has scored 21 or more points every single week. And I felt like the Texans made a statement. Well, guess what? You're going to have to make another statement, because you still have what I believe is the best quarterback in the game coming to town. Their backs are against the wall. This is a, you know, de facto must win for the Kansas City Chiefs. Mm-hmm. So I think because of the hole that they dug themselves in and this awesome run that they've had, every game can be considered a statement game.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to ND Kalu here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. And ND, I mean, we are all familiar with one Patrick LeVon Mahomes II, and what he's capable of doing in those magic moments where it's like, hey, the play is extended, and here I am making plays. And it's only gotten crazier this year. Like his passer rating and things of that nature when he holds the ball for 4 seconds is insane. Would you, in your defensive expertise, would you spy him? Do you think that is a good use of resources in a game like this, or is that even something that will affect what he typically would do?
Is that his real middle name, LeVon?
It is.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Just nothing says I have a black dad and a white mom like a name like that. Like Patrick and LeVon. Like,
I hadn't thought of it like that.
we see what side he's leaning towards on that, because if he was a little more of the culture, he would be LeVon Mahomes, and we would know, like, oh, his real name's Patrick.
Yeah, but his daddy's name is Patrick, right? So you keep the Patrick for the name to pass, and then LeVon.
Look, his daddy's name might be Patrick, but I've seen that brother. He act like a LeVon. Those black and mild lips say LeVon all over.
Oh, wow.
He's not wrong. That man love him a cigar. He's smoking on that Joe Burrow pack.
Yeah.
With that being the case, let's refer to him as LeVon in the name that you prefer. Do you spy LeVon in this game?
Well, if he plays like a LeVon, you have to spy him. But if he plays like a Patrick, you know, you just go after him in the pocket. But all jokes aside, I don't – you know what? I never thought about spying Patrick Mahomes. When I think of spying quarterbacks, Reggie, I think Josh Allen. I think Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
I think maybe a Jalen Hurts. Patrick Mahomes is such an awesome job keeping the play extended with his legs and staying where he can still throw it, not passing the line of scrimmage. I don't know if I spy that type of guy, I just get after him. You know, I tell them, y'all sacked Josh Allen 8 times, and that is one of the most athletic, strongest running quarterbacks in the game. We're going to get after Patrick Mahomes the same way, but I don't know if I want to sacrifice a defensive player just by spying a quarterback who does an awesome, awesome job extending the plays, going east and west and a little bit forward before he passes the line of scrimmage. So I wouldn't spy him. But I would tell the defense, do not change up your rush. Do not rush conservative. Do not be afraid to just really get after this guy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental, the scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I do want to talk about the offense and what you've seen. It's weird because you're grading it on a curve compared to what you thought it would be, but it seems to finally be in something of a groove. I mean, it's an offense that's not going to wow anybody, but they're starting to find themselves. What are you seeing from the offense here?
You know, just what you said, a group that's getting more comfortable. Shout out to Davis Mills. And I hate to, you know, bring up just one guy because football is the ultimate team sport. But when you have a backup quarterback going there, and it's a little bit easy when you have the best defense in the game, yeah, and you rip off 3 wins and then you plug in your starter and, you know, they continue to operate the way they've been. But I'll say this, John, I don't want to settle for, and I feel like we've all settled, but in the preseason when we talked, we were expecting this offense to be lights out,
yeah,
and then reality hit, and with the injury, then we were so appreciative of Davis Mills. But my thought with C.J. Stroud being one of the top young quarterbacks in the game, no, like we need to have a lights out day. You know, there needs to be a day sooner than later where, yes, this defense is balling out, but we can point to the offense and say, man, what? How about those 35 points or, you know, 41 points they put up there? Like, we need to have that. And I feel like there's still enough with this offense. There's still some room to continue to improve, to have that dominant performance. Like, I'm still expecting a dominant performance from this offense, mainly because you have one of the best wide receivers in the AFC in Nico Collins, not that I need to mention his name. And we're all saying that C.J. Stroud is eventually going to be a $50, $60 million a year quarterback. All right, well, let's see that lights out game. So I'm still holding them to a high, high level.
ND, you knew you weren't going to get through a conversation with me without a little negative in here.
But you know what? I respect that. Like, you can't just say, oh, we got the win. You know, like, okay, well, we got the win. What are we going to do to continue to get them?
That's
so
right.
Go ahead. Point
That's
it
right.
out.
Point well, I don't even have to put names on it because I don't really want to. I'm just very interested in the locker room, what is the conversation like? Or is there a conversation if there's a player that is clearly being picked on at times?
Like, and I'm not sure where you're going with this, so I don't want to. So when you say being picked on, like maybe a cornerback, and
like a Miles Bryant, for instance.
All right, I didn't do that. That was him.
I'm just kind of throwing a random name out there.
Just a random name.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's a good question. So the conversation, it's not really so much in the locker room because guys know how to stay in their lane. It's more in the position room. So if a cornerback, a nickelback, a you know, backup defensive back who's getting more playing time is getting picked on. One, he's getting coached up. You know, we're all men. You're getting paid. Put your, you know, feelings aside and let's spend some extra time coaching them up. And then it's on the field. Hey, what are the routes you're having trouble with? This is where, and I've seen not this exact situation, but this type of leadership when I was in Philadelphia with the, you know, Bobby Taylors, Troy Vincents of the world. You go to the guy and say, hey, what's the route that you're having trouble with? Okay, after practice, hey, practice squad, wide receiver, give us these routes. And then you just kind of learn how to play it. You get the mental rep, you get the physical rep, and you really focus on it. So it's not so much Reggie in the locker room saying, hey, so-and-so, keep your head up, or hey, so-and-so, you need to step it up. It's more the true leadership. Yeah. Hey, after practice, man, let's spend 15, 20 minutes, and these are the three routes that are just hurting you the most, and let's talk through it.
See, it wasn't too negative, was it?
No, that's just real. That's a good question. Thank now, you. If it truly is Miles Bryant, then I'd be pissed off, John. but I'm just speaking in generality.
Of course, just generally
that's
speaking.
That's all we're doing, just generally speaking with Chief Commander Andy Kalu, who joins us every Thursday. Dude, we appreciate your time and looking forward to talking to you next week.
Real quick, who y'all got tonight?
I think I'm going with the Cowboys.
I'm going with the Cowboys too.
Yeah, I'm with y'all. I think they're kind of riding high, similar to these Texans. So,
yeah. All Texas Super Bowl, baby.
Exactly. You stole the thought from me.
Yeah. All right, my man. Have a good one. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate y'all.
There he is, Andy Kalu, joining us in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get into what's popping, where the Rockets played last night, got a victory. But then also, do we know where Kyle Tucker might be landing next? We'll talk about all that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.